Turkey's biggest wave of anti-government protests in decades shows no sign of waning. Clashes between protesters and security forces continue in Istanbul, Ankara and elsewhere, despite Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan's repeated warning to the demonstrators. Riot police have used tear gas and water cannons to disperse an angry crowd in Istanbul's Sultan Gazi neighborhood. The protesters slammed Erdogan's government as oppressive and fascist. Reports say at least two protesters have been injured in clashes with the police in Kizilay Square of the capital Ankara. Police fired tear gas and water cannons against thousands of protesters there. Prime Minister Erdogan addressing his supporters in the capital after warning that his patience with the rallies had a limit. Erdogan once again condemned his opponents as looters and said he had no intention to back down. Erdogan's latest comments have fueled further anger among people on the 10th day of nationwide protests.
So what does mean by Yemiz? Is he going to kill us? What he really wants to do about this statement? What's his real aim? So I think beyond his limit is he's going to come with his police and he's going to kill us. I understand this from his statement.
The demonstrators demand the sacking of those responsible for the crackdown on protests. They also want Erdogan's resignation and an end to the government's construction plan at Istanbul's Gezi Park, over which the rallies originally began on May the 28th. The demonstrators have also reinforced the barricades they had built near the city's Taksim Square. Well, let's speak to William Jones now. He's with the Executive Intelligence Review and joining us on the line from Leesburg. Mr. Jones, looking at Erdogan's comments regarding his limited patience with the protesters, these comments have not been received very well by the general public, which are out protesting on the streets of Turkey. How do you interpret it?
Well, obviously, Erdogan is trying to play hardball with the demonstrators, and he thinks he can use really forced to stop what's going on. I think this is a very foolish move on his part, and it's very serious because it looks like one of the most important, one of the biggest countries in the area is imploding, similar to what is happening in Syria and elsewhere. But I think that the policy of confrontation, which he is indicating here, is going to lead to more and more serious dissolution of Turkey itself.
Well, the sound coming out of the president of Turkey, as well as Recep Tayyip Erdogan's deputy, seemed more reconciliatory. Why do we see Erdogan, though, taking this hard line when it comes to the protesters?
Well, I think he, in one sense, it's a reaction because he feels personally attacked and he's going on the offensive. Maybe he also feels that he has enough support to reinstill some kind of stability by taking a more confrontational approach. But it seems to me, looking from the outside, given the division in the nation as a whole, and even the division within his own government, it seems to me that by pushing a confrontational policy here, he's asking for a lot of trouble, and that this country, which has been relatively stable through all the turbulence and otherwise has been going on, is now going to become the center of the storm.
And very quickly, if you can, what do you see the future for Turkey as, specifically with regards to Recep Tayyip Erdogan?
Well, obviously his future, since he is taking this kind of a position, his future is depending on the success of utilizing military force or whatever police force against the demonstrators. If that doesn't work, then I think he's in serious trouble. But I think rather than having another upset of a local government, I think you're going to have more and more instability. This is happening in a situation in which the Middle East as a whole is becoming a firestorm. And you have to see it more in terms of the firestorm spreading more and more. It began with Syria, it began with really Libya, and now Syria, and this is just threatening to engulf the entire area. Unless the policy is changed, this is going to be a very serious problem for the entire world.
Okay, we're going to have to wait and see how this pans out. William Jones with the Executive Intelligence Review joining us here from Leesburg. Mr. Jones, thank you very much for your comments here on Press TV.